With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Israeli military conducting a drone strike along its border with Lebanon, and earlier Hezbollah said its fighters had fired several rockets at four Israeli positions. Here's the BBC's Yolanda Nell.
There have been also these videos put out now by the Israeli military of artillery strikes, in on targets in the south of Lebanon. They say that they were acting against a terrorist cell. They haven't said whether that's the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah specifically, but in ordinary times, we would be focusing on this action as being something unprecedented, not seen since the 2006 Lebanon war. But the Gaza, what's happening in Gaza is just so unprecedented, so historic in its own right.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans leaving town for the weekend with a nominee, but no speaker.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan from Ohio won the Republican nomination to lead the U.S. House of Representatives on Friday. Jordan is facing stiff resistance to be elected speaker on the House floor, thanks to the same math problem that doomed the bid of Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who initially won the Republican speaker nomination, but quit the race abruptly Thursday evening after facing a hardened block of opposition. Following his nomination, Jordan sent the conference home, ensuring the House would remain without a leader until Monday. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Well, nothing is official just yet, but West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin now teasing a bit about a possible presidential campaign in 24 as an independent. Ethical concerns still casting more of a shadow over President Biden. A new poll shows 35% of adults say he's done something illegal. This is SRN News. An Air Force reservist is going to court, Michael Harrington explains.
Chase Yarbrough was off duty but in uniform at a retirement ceremony in 2021 when he criticized the U.S. Armed Forces for embracing transgenderism. Another service member was at the event and complained to the higher-ups, who sent Yarbrough a letter of admonishment. Now he's suing in a Texas court with the help of First Liberty and several other legal firms. They point out that a member of the armed forces still has First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A teenager and her parents filing a $30 million suit against a Virginia school after she was sexually assaulted by, or rather in, a female restroom by a male student. Family alleges Loudoun County Public Schools failed to investigate the attack and instead tried to cover it up. The boy, living as a girl, gained access to the bathroom under the transgender policy. This is SRN News. Best Buy says goodbye to DVDs. Here's Keith Peters.
The consumer electronics retailer plans to phase out its DVD and Blu-ray sales by early 2024, with physical movies set to be sold in stores and online as they are today through the holidays. Video games will not be impacted. Best Buy said that the way consumers watch movies and TV today is much different than it was decades ago. Best Buy isn't the only company to move away from physical movies in recent months. Last month, Netflix's DVD by mail service officially came to a close as the company's iconic red and white envelopes made their final trip. Keith Peters reporting.
French authorities say the Louvre Museum and Versailles Palace both evacuated visitors and staff today after receiving bomb threats. Both are being searched by police. More details at SRNnews.com.